Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Bob and Susan Winkleman and their family friend, Ann Fitzsimmons. We met at an event last month hosted by the Missouri Kidney Program. These three have been friends for a long time. They've worked together and raised their kids in the neighborhood that they share. Bob has polycystic kidney disease, and these three spoke about their shared kidney transplantation journey. Here's Bob.
I hardly like to ask somebody to borrow their pen, you know, much less something like a kidney. When our nephrologist had told Susan and I that it was time to basically to find a kidney donor, we came out of the office at the clinics, and by total coincidence, and I think there was a little, some kind of intervention going on there, but it was interesting.
A lot of divine intervention.
But the very first person that we bumped into was Ann. We explained to her that we had just been told that we need to try to find a kidney donor. And our question was, you know, how do you go about asking someone about that? Ann's kind of a take charge person. You have to know her. And she just said, well, you can't do that. You have to have your friends do it for you. When Ann told us that she would help us find a donor, and then her last remark was, and if I can't find anybody, I'll donate myself.
That's partly what makes this extra special is just every hoop I got, you know, it was clearer and clearer that I was a better and better match. So it ended up being on the February 14th, so I have a Valentine's date into perpetuity. And so that's the date that we had our transplant.
Usually when people go in for surgery, they're kind of somber and, you know, it's serious stuff. Well, anyway, they roll me into the pre-op area, and Ann jumps out of her, she's already there, and she jumps out of her cart to run over and say, hey, and you were wearing some kind of heating suit. And you're going, hey, I look like the Michelin man, you know,
everybody's laughing
and giggling, and everybody's going, what's going on out there?
It's really great to get to spend that time right before. It was like, it was really important for me to see Bob, but I know that it was very scary for our families. You know, I was very confident. I really had no worries, and I felt very sure. I know that Bob will always have a sense of, wow, that was a big thing you did.
It was a big thing.
But I mean, that because he can't ask for a pen, it's really hard to ask for a kidney.
But yeah, anyway, Ann's been a real trooper. I mean, she never complained once about any experience she had with this ordeal, and I'm really, really grateful.
You're welcome. And I'm from a big family, and I have one brother, and I gained a brother that day.
That was Ann Fitzsimmons and her family friends, Bob and Susan Winkleman, speaking about their shared kidney donation experience. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was produced by Zia Kelly. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.